Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us as she is each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It is a privilege to get to be here and talk about what's going on at the shelter.
All right. Well, hopefully we can do some good things here once again this week. And we do have a good selection of pets here. We have had a couple of adoptions here in the past week, but also always still some animals looking for a good home.
That's right. It's always good to look at the list and realize that there are several names that have dropped off since the last week. That means people have new pets in their homes, but there are still some familiar names as well. So the dogs that we have available, you'll remember some of these from previous weeks. We still have Bree. She's that terrier mix that I likened last week to a little bit of a Benji look to her. She's about a year old. She's just a sweetie. She's eager. She's friendly. Real cutie, you know, small enough to still be a town dog, but not a teacup. So she would be a good choice for a family. We have Prudence. Prudence is a female black lab. She's house trained. She loves to go on walks. She gets along with everybody. She's about 2 years old, and she has those typical black lab personality traits. She's really friendly, very loyal, and she just has the prettiest face and eyes. She's a very, very sweet dog. Next up, we have Thor. He's a black lab and, I don't know, greyhound, something mix. He's a big guy, but tall, I should say. Tall and leggy. He's got long legs. He's about a year old. He's also house trained. He gets along with other dogs. He's just real friendly and eager to please. He's energetic, but not out of control, and he's really eager to please. We have a new dog this week. This is Snow White. She is a 9-year-old white chihuahua, and she's got some health issues. Nothing that's terribly daunting, but she really is looking for somebody who will, you know, give her a little bit of love and a little bit of attention, and she will return that favor with a lot of love and attention back. So if you're looking for a very calm older dog that you can really spend your time and energy on and who will give you a lot of love in return, Snow White might be a good option for you.
All right. So some good options there up and down the list with some different varieties there for folks. And we also have a couple of options here going on in the cat department as well.
I think I've spilled the beans before that I'm rather partial to the cats. I'm a cat person myself. I love all the animals, but it makes me very happy to report that we had two adult cats get adopted last week. That always makes me happy because I know how much joy they can bring to a home. And also, sometimes it can be hard to adopt cats. So I have to thank community members for their help in adopting cats. Right now, we only have one adult cat at the shelter. His name is Haas, and he's been there a couple weeks. He's cream-colored, he's male, and he's just sweet. I mean, he's very dignified looking. He's very affectionate, but not pushy. He's just a gentleman. He's a real nice guy. I really like Haas. He's very striking. He is cream colored, but he's got kind of darker fur around the edges of his ears, and he's just a pretty guy. So I really would like to find Haas a good home where he could give that love and affection and become a part of someone's family. We also have kittens. we're starting to kind of get some adoptions. We actually have one of them that's spoken for, and that's great. But we have three more kittens right now. They're about 7 weeks old. They'll be ready for adoption in a little over a week. So come on down and pick them out. They're ready to be out of their cage. They are just at that adorable kitten stage where they just want to wander and tumble and fall all over each other. And even though the shelter does a great job at caring for them, you know, it's not the ideal place for a kitten. They really want a home rather than a crate. So we can't wait to find homes for them. And we also, I think I mentioned last week, we have a mama and four kittens right now that are too small for adoption, but they'll be up in the next couple months as well. So if you're looking for a kitten, we have some available now, and we'll have some available in the future as well.
All right. So if you maybe have got that foresight that you know you're going to have a better opportunity a little bit down the road here to be able to adopt, there's an option there for you as well. So we hope that folks come on down and visit these animals and check them out and hopefully take one home with them where they need to go.
Absolutely. We're at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 or Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And, of course, we always talk about this each week as well, but not going to be a lot coming out of your pocket to be able to adopt one of these pets.
You cannot get a friend for any less investment in your time and certainly your money. This is a wonderful, wonderful way to have a friend for years to come. Loyal, loving, $10 for a cat and $25 for a dog. Of course, you have to spay or neuter them as well. That's Iowa law. But some of these animals have already been spayed and neutered and housebroken and are already loving and ready to go. Mm-hmm. So.
And the shelter there as well, you can give them a call at 243-2287. They have online resources as well for you at petfinder.com and also on Facebook. You search for Atlantic Animal Shelter. And then we'll post this program up there for you each week at kjn.com as well underneath our programs. And then go to the Ag Outdoor section and you can listen to it each week there in case you miss something on the show. And we always do like to remind people as well that they do need to get those dogs registered as well and get down to the shelter and get that taken care of.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the support that we've had from KJAN, from the community, and we're just doing the best we can to care for the animals and connect them with the people in this community to make real friendships.
All right. Well, thanks, for Andrea, for your time to coming in and letting us know what's going on at the shelter, and we look forward, I guess, to hearing what's going on next week as well.
Thanks so much, and make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.